亲爱的云端的家人们，神的宝贝们，大家早晨、中午、晚上好。一天随时随地，我们可以进到我们云端的家底，一起来灵修。5786年，就是2026年，尽管是一个不安定之年，外边纷繁征战，我们内心也在不断的翻腾，我们的周遭各种的震动。我们感恩神透过他成熟的儿子赫诺，给我们这样一个好的策略，让我们可以看似平静却不平静，但是看似翻腾却不翻腾。我们一起走着走着，就接近了5786的尾声。这一年来，无论我们经历风浪、风波、风暴，无论我们经历什么，但是我们终究进入到它的封闭里面。在这个过程当中，尽管不容易，但是我们时时刻刻有我们神的陪伴。这个封闭里边，我们进到神的保护，进到他的里边，外界好像还是没有改，外边依然没有变，但是安静下来，发现我们的生命有了改变。接下来这一个月的时间，让我们安静在它的里面，我们安静进入内室，
安静下来，让心安静下来，进入到内室，求我们的主赐下聆听的耳和受教的心，让我们的心不再跟着外界翻腾，不再跟着周遭翻腾，完全进入到他的里面，进入到内室，与他亚达；进入到内室，与他买诺；与他全然的交融，竭力进入深渊与深渊的呼应。我们知道，在风浪当中，经历风波，经历地震，经历风暴，但是我们不灰心，因为我们知道风浪当中他来掌管，风暴当中他坐着为王，风波当中经由他的手，经由他的手，我们虽然被塞，但是我们在他里边一个考试一个考试的过关。亲爱的家人们，5786年不容易，但是我们必定在他的安稳、他的保护、他的同在、他的同行当中走进我们的5787。我们献上感恩。
马拿西登基的时候年仅12岁，在耶路撒冷作王55年。他母亲名叫歇西巴。马拿西做耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效仿耶和华在以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所做可憎的事，重新建筑他父西西家所毁坏的丘坛，又为巴利筑坛，做亚舍拉柱像，效仿以色列王亚哈所做的，并且敬拜侍奉天上的万象，在耶和华殿宇中筑坛。耶和华曾指着这殿说， 我必立我的名在耶路撒冷。他在耶和华殿的两院中为天上的万象筑坛，并使他的儿子惊活，又关照用法术立交鬼的和行巫术的，多行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，惹动他的怒气。又在殿内立雕刻的亚士拉像。耶和华曾对大卫和他儿子所罗门说，我在以色列众支派中所选择的耶路撒冷和这殿，必立我的名直到永远。以色列人若谨守遵行我所吩咐他们的一切，和我仆人摩西所吩咐他们的一切律法，我就不再使他们挪移离开我所赐给他们列祖的土地。他们仍然不听从，马拿西引诱他们作恶，比耶和华在以色列人面前所灭的列国更甚。耶和华借他仆人众先知说，因犹大王马拿西做这些可憎的恶事，比先前亚摩利人所做的更甚，使犹大人拜他的偶像，陷在罪里。所以耶和华以色列的神这样说，我必降祸给耶路撒冷和犹大，叫一切听见的人无不耳鸣。我要用量撒玛利亚的准绳和亚哈家的线砣拉在耶路撒冷上面，我要擦净耶路撒冷，像人擦盘子，再把盘子倒扣。我必弃掉所余剩的子民，把他们交在仇敌手中，使他们成为一切仇敌掳掠的对象。这是因他们自从列祖出埃及直到如今，常做我眼中看为恶的事，惹动我的怒气。马拿西做耶和华眼中看为恶的事，使犹大人陷在罪里，又流许多无辜人的血，充满了耶路撒冷，从这边直到那边。马拿西其余的事，凡他所做的和他所犯的罪，都写在犹大列王记上。马拿西与他列祖同睡，葬在自己宫院乌撒的园内，他儿子亚门接续他做王。亚门登基的时候年22岁，在耶路撒冷做王2年。他母亲名叫米舒利密，是约提巴人哈鲁斯的女儿。亚门做耶和华眼中看为恶的事，跟他父亲马拿西所做的一样，做他父亲所做的一切，敬奉他父亲所敬奉的偶像，离弃耶和华他列祖的神，不遵行耶和华的道。亚门王的臣仆背叛他，在宫里杀了他，带国民杀了那些背叛亚门王的人，立他儿子约西亚接续他做王。亚门其余所做的事，都写在犹大列王记上。亚门葬在乌撒的园内自己的坟墓里，他儿子约西亚接续他做王。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，平安，很高兴我们能在灵明日粮相会，求圣灵帮助我们来到上帝的面前，以平静安稳的心亲近上帝。今天我们要分享的主题是租用者。我们一起来阅读今天的经文，哥林多前书6章12到20节。凡事我都可行，但不都有益处；凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。食物是为肚腹，肚腹是为食物，但上帝要叫这两样都废坏。身子不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也是为身子，并且上帝已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？我可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？因为主说二人要成为一体，但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。 岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从上帝而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀上帝。最近我租了一辆车去洛杉矶旅行，当我开着车穿梭在狭窄拥挤的市中心街道时，我发现我异常小心，速度也比平常慢。为什么？因为我不想发生事故，更不想损坏这辆租来的车，毕竟这不是我的车，只不过是暂时租用而已。一般上，我们喜欢成为一些事物的拥有者而非租用者。当我开着这辆租来的车，不禁让我联想到我与上帝的关系。即使我们可能会认为身体是属于自己的，但圣经教导我们，事实并非如此。在使徒保罗谈论有关性犯罪的篇章里，他总结说，你们不知道你们的身体就是那位住在你们里面的圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是你们从上帝那里领受的，你们不是属于自己的，因为你们是用重价买来的，所以你们务要用自己的身体荣耀上帝。我承认，要完全理解身体不是属于自己的并不容易，但上帝要我们用自己的身体荣耀他，也要我们照顾自己的身体。他要明白你我不过是管家租用者，去管理他所赐的器皿，好让我们能用这器皿去荣耀并服侍耶稣，因他以破碎的身体和所流的宝血拯救了我们。亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，上帝要我们用身体来荣耀他，你会怎么做呢？这个真理如何改变你的生活方式？我们一起来回顾今天的主题经文。你们不是属于自己的，因为你们是用重价买来的，所以你们务要用自己的身体荣耀上帝。哥林多前书六章十九到二十节，新译本。我们一起祷告吧。亲爱的天父，谢谢你赐给我身体这奇妙的礼物，请帮助我能用这礼物去爱人、服侍人，借此来荣耀你。奉主耶稣基督之名祈求，阿们。灵粮透视。有些学者认为，哥林多的信徒可能曾将归信耶稣基督视为提升社会地位的一种方式，在耶稣里，奴隶与贵族一律平等，因此他们或许以为能借此提升自己的社会地位。保罗在写给被误导的哥林多教会的第一封书信里，纠正了许多关于做基督仆人的错误认知。他指出，信徒跟随复活的弥赛亚意味着不可因社会地位而自高自大，不可在饮食上滥用自由，使其他信徒信心软弱，不可放纵情欲。上帝要我们用生命的每一个部分，包括我们的身体，来荣耀他。求圣灵帮助我们，更好地活在今天，靠主前行。如果你对今天的内容有所感动，请你转载与他人分享，也邀请你下载灵命日粮的手机应用程序，继续收听其他的属灵内容。欢迎你留言给我们，彼此带到。同时也请你为我们在制作团队及经费方面带到。愿上帝赐福于你，我们下次再见。
Thank you.
我们的爸爸，我们的神啊，你是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而战斗，但是我们也不害怕，因为我们知道谁来掌管明天。我们知道我们的主耶稣啊，他已经全然地为我们付上了一切的代价，他正在父神右边为你我来带祷。所以这个环境无论怎么样的变化，无论怎么样的翻腾，你的生活当中可能经历了风浪，也正在经历风暴，又有风波频频起发，但是我们灵魂的锚已经锚定了我们，它的钩子已经勾住了我们。我们的耶稣啊，他就在牵拉着你我的手，我们的爸爸随时向我们张开怀抱，我们的圣灵保惠师时时提醒我们，来坚固我们，让他的话和他的灵完全在我们里面交融，所以我们活着不再惧怕，不再害怕，让他的遮蔽，让他的大手，让他的胸怀，让他的膀臂来遮蔽你我，遮蔽我们的家人，遮蔽我们的神州，遮蔽我们的民族，遮蔽所有写在他生命册上的孩子们。
nothing ever seen in my home. Who can grasp great wisdom? Who can fathom us? Tell him, saints, beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above, majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. Our minds do not have the capacity, Lord, to really understand your mercy. Surely we don't deserve it. And daily you forgive us. And daily you are patient with us. Continually watching over us. You know us so well. You know us better than we know ourselves. And when we forget you, you never forget us. When we walk away from you, you come looking for us. You told us so often that you're a loving God. But every day we see it, and every day we are overwhelmed and amazed that the God of heaven would care so much for us. Who are we, Lord? Like David, we say, what is man? You are mindful of him. The Son of Man, you have visited him. We sin and we fail, yet you remain faithful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blood you shed for us. The blood that is still available to wash away every sin and remove every stain. We give you praise for your mercy. Who but Jesus can say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What other man has said that, Lord? What other prophet, what other philosopher has ever said these words? None. No one except you. Because you're so precious. Merciful. We do not deserve it. Not one of us deserves it. Yet you love us still. We give you praise. Today we stand here thanking you. We thank you for every moment. You've come and touched our lives. How often, Lord, we just ignore you, but you never ignore us. How often we hurt you, you've never once wounded not one of us. You're patient and kind. that mercy, that precious mercy. Lift your hands and thank Him for His mercy. Think about the times He has loved you when you were unlovable. Think about the times He has come and touched your life when you did not deserve it. Think about the times you have forgotten Him and He whispered in your heart and said, I'm still here. And we often wonder, how can God love us like this? How can we be so deserving of this love? Why would He love us? Why would He care? What is it about us He likes? What is it He sees in us? We're nothing but dust. Why would God care for dust? Now you sing it again. Maybe now we'll have some meaning. You are beautiful beyond description. Listen to the words you're singing. Too marvelous for words. All I can say is not enough to describe Him. All I can preach for the rest of my life will not be enough to describe Him. All the preachers on earth that have preached throughout the centuries and will continue to preach cannot describe Him. He's beyond description. The songwriter was right. You are beautiful beyond description. Who can really describe the Lord? Can a painter describe Him? Can a philosopher describe Him? Can the greatest preachers on earth describe Him? No. No one can. He's beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Who can fathom that blessed, incredible love? Who can ever grasp His mercy? Sometimes we sing the song and don't really pay attention to what we're singing. Would you now do it? Would you think about how special you are to Him? Lift your hands to Him. He deserves it. He deserves your worship. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Nothing seen or heard. Lord, who can grasp Your wisdom? Who can fathom Your love? So beautiful. I give You praise, Jesus. Majesty enthroned above. Tell Him I stand in awe of You. You're so holy. All praise. us for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp great wisdom? Who can fathom tell him, saints, beautiful, majesty enthroned above, I stand in awe. Our minds do not have the capacity, Lord, to really understand your mercy. Surely we don't deserve it. And daily you forgive us. And daily you are patient with us. Continually watching over us. You know us so well. You know us better than we know ourselves. And when we forget you, you never forget us. When we walk away from you, you come looking for us. You told us so often that you're a loving God. But every day we see it, and every day we are overwhelmed and amazed that the God of heaven would care so much for us. Who are we, Lord? Like David, we say, what is man? You are mindful of him. The Son of Man, you have visited him. We sin and we fail, yet you remain faithful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the blood you shed for us. The blood that is still available to wash away every sin and remove every stain. We give you praise for your mercy. Who but Jesus can say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What other man has said that, Lord? What other prophet, what other philosopher has ever said these words? None. No one except you. Because you're so precious. Merciful. We do not deserve it. Not one of us deserves it. Yet you love us still. We give you praise. Today we stand here thanking you. We thank you for every moment. You've come and touched our lives. How often, Lord, we just ignore you. But you never ignore us. How often we hurt you, you've never once wounded not one of us. You're patient and kind. That mercy, that precious mercy. Lift your hands and thank Him for His mercy. Think about the times He has loved you when you were unlovable. Think about the times He has come and touched your life when you did not deserve it. Think about the times you have forgotten Him and He whispered in your heart and said, I'm still here. And we often wonder, how can God love us like this? How can we be so deserving of this love? Why would He love us? Why would He care? What is it about us He likes? What is it He sees in us? We're nothing but dust. Why would God care for dust? Now you sing it again. Maybe now we'll have some meaning. You are beautiful beyond description. Listen to the words you're singing. Too marvelous for words. All I can say is not enough to describe Him. All I can preach for the rest of my life will not be enough to describe Him. All the preachers on earth that have preached throughout the centuries and will continue to preach cannot describe Him. He's beyond description. The songwriter was right. You are beautiful beyond description. Who can really describe the Lord? Can a painter describe Him? Can a philosopher describe Him? Can the greatest preachers on earth describe Him? No. No one can. He's beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Who can fathom that blessed, incredible love? Who can ever grasp His mercy? Sometimes we sing the song and don't really pay attention to what we're singing. Would you now do it? Would you think about how special you are to Him? Lift your hands to Him. He deserves it. He deserves your worship. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Nothing seen or heard. Lord, who can grasp your wisdom? Who can fathom your love? So beautiful. I give you praise, Jesus. Majesty enthroned above. Tell Him I stand in awe of you. Thank you. You're so holy. All praise.
一小时的灵修就如眨眼一样，你或许听着听着睡着了，你或许突然又醒了，那又何妨呢？你知道耶和华的 Ruach， 我们的神的灵就在你的里边，他时时刻刻在催动我们的心弦。我们的耶稣啊，我们的大君王，我们的救赎主，我们的新郎王，时时刻刻就陪伴你我左右。我们的爸爸时时刻刻张开怀抱在等着你我，所以我们在他的遮蔽当中，在他的护庇当中走过五七八六，